We're going to our inner child today. Amen? No, I'm just kidding. No, that's going to be great. They always bring great messages. So I just want to just prepare your hearts today. As I was studying for a message, because I didn't understand Jared was doing one, so you'll get mine on a little bit right now, I guess, and a little bit on Thursday, but the Lord just began to speak to me and said, you know, everything's really just a heart issue. I said, huh? He said, what's my word say? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Everything's really just a heart issue. Do we believe him or don't we believe him? Do we believe that his word says that he has healed us, he has set us free, he's broken the chains of bondage off of us, or don't we believe him? Phil had a thing on his hand where he was slicing up some stuff and he cut his hand twice. And he's showing him, wants me to touch it. I'm like, I'm not touching that. Don't touch it. No. So he goes, well, at least pray for it. And I said, okay. So I touched beside of it and I just started praying. You know, the normal prayer you would pray if when some Father God, I just pray that you just heal that in Jesus' name. And in my spirit, I heard this. It's already finished. The work's already finished. For that healing, before it ever came to pass, before the wound ever came in, the work was finished for its healing. So I just started proclaiming that. Lord, I thank you. That work's already finished. That work is already finished. And all of a sudden, Phil hits it when he couldn't barely touch it before because it hurt so bad. He starts pushing on it and hitting on it like this, and it doesn't hurt at all. And God took the pain like that. Why? Because the work is already finished. Amen? Are we going to let our hearts settle on that? Are we going to follow those things that mean nothing in this world? Are we going to follow after the one who's already done the finished work? Amen? Father, I thank you that this morning, I feel a sense of peace from you this morning. And I thank you that, Lord, there are people in here that need your peace. There are people in here that needs comfort from you. And Lord, I thank you that you are dropping joy unspeakable down this morning. And Lord, I thank you that you're encouraging and you're moving on behalf of your people. But Lord, most of all, I just want to say thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you for the finished work. Thank you that my mind, even though your thoughts are higher than mine, my mind is comprehending more and more. And it understands and it keeps, it's a finished work. And that's the focus, is Jesus and the finished work. And Lord, we just give you glory this morning. Hallelujah. Are we ready to worship him? Yes.
There is no shadow that has ever overcome your light. There is no rival that could ever stand against your might. You've always been with us. Every battle you've already won, or we've already won. There is no weapon that has ever left a mark on you. There is no always been with us. Every battle you've already won, we've already won. Come on, sing, show me. Show me one thing he can't do. Show me a mountain he can't move. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Too high. Show me waters he can't part. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. It's possible. There is a kingdom that's advancing at the speed of light. Him in his kingdom, every dead thing is possible. Show me one thing he can do. Show me a mountain he can move. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Show me one thing that's too high. Show me waters he can't part. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Oh, show me one thing he can do. Show me a mountain he can move. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Show me one thing that's too hard. Show me waters he can't part. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Is possible.
Come on, let's turn our fear into praise this morning.
And all of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. And all of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. And all of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. A victory dance I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment. Show me one thing he can do. Show me a mountain he can't move. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Show me one thing that's too hard. Show me waters he can't part. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible.
Sing, show me.
Show me one thing he can do. Show me a mountain he can move. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Show me one thing that's too hard. Show me what else he can find. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible.
It's possible.
Thank you.
glorious day.
Where you meet us, take me there, take me there. If what you need is just an offering, it's right here. My life is here, and I'll be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire. purify my heart. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you, only for you.
Vessel. We are to be a delegated vessel. I looked up the word delegated, and when you look it up, it says authorized to be a manage of. And a vessel in the Strong's coordinates, it refers to vessel as man. And the word consume, if you look it up, it says to eat, to ingest, to buy, and all those things. And fire, of course, is God. So if God is filling you, and you are being consumed with his fire in your empty vessel, if you are emptying out yourself of yourself, he is going to fill you continually with that fire if you put in that.
I speak Jesus.
presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there's peace within His presence. And I speak Jesus.
You'll never step into your calling just sitting back. You have to step out of your comfort zone. You'll never know what your calling is or what I have for you if you don't ask or seek. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Now this next part is God showed me during the night. Make sure you repeat exactly what I've told you. Once I have set in place, it will be. Once I set it, it is. So what I have called you to do for such a time as this, this is the time now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. We're going to have to pull out another one. This ain't done. The atmosphere is just there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy ground. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence. We thank you. We glorify your name this morning, Lord God. And we want to not leave this moment right here, Lord God. We're just going to sit here for a minute. Don't worry, there's time for Randy to preach. We'll give him all the time he needs. Pastor Randy, sorry. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, we worship you. This place.
you change everything. Lives are healed, hope is found right here, right now. Jesus, you change everything. Chains, they fall. Fear, it bows right here, right now. Jesus, you change everything. Change everything.
Oh, you change everything, Jesus. Chains, they fall. Fear, it bows right here, right now. Jesus, you change everything. You change everything. Jesus, you change everything. Jesus, you change everything. Jesus, you change everything.
Oh, Jesus, we speak Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Your hands up right now. Lord God, we just thank you that each person here, everybody's dealing with a different situation. Everybody has different needs, different wants, Lord God, and I thank you right now that you show them your glory. Lord God, that you pour out yourself into them. Father, what they've been asking for, answers are coming. What they've been seeking you for, not only are you going to give them what they've been seeking you for, but you said that because they have come to you, that you're going to give them double, double, double. Lord, we give you glory. We thank you for your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Pour it out on them right now, Lord Jesus. Receive it, Jesus. I receive it, Jesus. Thank you. I receive it. And I thank you for it. And before I ever see the fruits of it, I'm just going to keep praising you for it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. How many people know God is good? Is giving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Praise God for all of you. I'm just excited to see all your faces. Hallelujah. Children, you are dismissed. I'm bound and determined I'm going to get better at this. And then Pastor Jared is going to come out and give the offering message. Nicole, you don't want to hear him?
She's just doing what everybody's feeling right now. How can we escape the children's pastors this morning? Sorry, there is no escape. You're stuck with us, but God is good, amen? Amen. It's an honor to be here in the pulpit. So thank you guys for being out here with us today. God is moving, so we want to keep doing that. This morning, God put something in my heart along the same line that Pastor Gina started out our day with, was that it's what is in your heart, amen? How many know the Bible says that God looks on the heart? Man may look on our outward appearance, if we have a good hair day or not, if we brushed our teeth or not, okay? That doesn't matter to God. And the fact that God looks at everything we do by what is in our heart, okay? He's got the x-ray vision. He knows what's going on inside of here at all times. So that's what is important to our Father. So when we give, we have to give out of the abundance of our heart, okay, out of faith, out of willingness, and because as a cheerful giver, because we want to, because we love God, and because we believe God is faithful. How many know God's faithful? Amen? Amen. Okay, so today I want to share with you guys a quick passage of Scripture that is probably familiar to a lot of you, but it's important for what God wants to say to us today. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Luke 21, just verses 1 through 4. And this is the widow's two mites. So I got some help with me today to help show us kind of what we can do here in the modern day. And it says this, Luke 21, verse 1. And he looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw also a certain poor widow putting in two mites. So he said, truly I say to you that this poor widow has put more in than you all. For all these, out of their abundance, have put in offerings for God, but she, out of her poverty, put in all the livelihood she had. Okay, so this is speaking to the issue of the heart. Okay, God is not telling you to go give your annual salary, like right now, unless he's truly speaking that to you, but that's between you and him. Okay, but what God is saying is that, let's look in our hearts. Okay, the Bible does say to bring our tithes and also to bring our offerings. So we know we owe God, what we need to honor God with, and over and above. And the big thing that God really wants me to put out there for us today is that don't despise small seeds. Do not despise. God does not despise small beginnings. We all start in small places. Faith, like a mustard seed, can move mountains. That's a small little seed, okay? So I know for years, and sometimes we still have to do this, when we give our tithe, we try to kind of round up a little bit and give an offering. It might be $2. It might be $4. Okay, but we can't just disregard that. Sometimes I've done that. Or like, okay, just throw a couple bucks on there, no big deal. But you know what? God sees that. God knows what's in our heart. And just like the widow gave out of all that she had, okay, it's important for us to know that whatever we can give God, whenever he asks us to do it, that God honors that. Okay, that is an important thing. That's a big deal. Just like, I know Pastor Gina already dismissed the kids, but we got some teenagers in here. And I know teenagers at lunch, okay, sometimes maybe still hungry after they eat their packed lunch or their school-bought lunch. And sometimes, like the other week, my son forgot his lunch completely, didn't tell nobody. I work at the school now. He could have come over and said hi to Dad and got some help. No, he just like kept it to himself. And one of his friends at lunch table saw that he was like hungry, okay, because you know, like teenage boys, like by the time you get to lunch, you know, they're like almost bare bones, right? They're starving, okay? So his friend gives him like a pack of chips, okay? But you know what? That may seem like just like a nice thing for a friend to do for a friend, but what does God see that as? God sees it as us giving, okay? And he sees our hearts in that, okay? So don't despise the fact that if you're at school and you see a kid that's hungry, and you got an extra bag of chips or pack of Cheez-Its, and you can spare one, or maybe you can not eat yours and give yours to his. Okay, that's a big deal to God, because God sees your heart, and your heart's in the right place. Or it could be fruit snacks, you know? I mean, who doesn't like a nice pack of fruit snacks? Just a little pick-me-up, okay? Okay, I'm talking about for the kids, okay, but the kids aren't in here. But even if, you know what, even if you just have some spare change, okay, I got a pocket full of pennies here and a few silver coins, okay? But you know what? This lady,